This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 92 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are moving on in our disaster month. We'll call it the disaster month because this month, September, we are reviewing four disaster films as part of our action. You know, we want to mix it up. We've done some westerns. We've done some spy movies, right? We've done some martial arts movies.
Female-led.
Female-led. You know, we're like, hey, what else can we do? Disaster. So this week, as voted on by one of our patrons, shout out to Jay. He selected, being from the Midwest, he selected a very Midwest movie, and that is 1996's Twister. So Alex, don't ask me how long. I've seen this movie a million times. When's the last time you watched it? How many times have you seen it?
Oh, we always watch this movie.
I mean, every year.
Yeah, every year, pretty much. It's one of those movies like, let's just throw on some Twister on Netflix or Hulu.
I call this movie a mashed potato movie.
Yeah.
Because it's like mashed potato, right? That's a comfort food. Like, what do I want to watch? I'm just going to put on Twister. If it's on TV, you don't change it.
You want to hear something funny? I want to quick story before we get into it. Me and my mother-in-law, rest in peace, We had tacos before they had that chalupa. I guess that's when it first came out, the chalupa crap, whatever it is. And we brought it. And we're like, man, this is good. So we drove back to Taco Bell. I brought another one. When we came back, we tore it up, drank the Mountain Dew. We're like, wow. 5 minutes later, me and her caught salmonella poisoning.
Nope.
Right? And we're vomiting everywhere. And I'm like sweating and she's sweating. And I'm like, I'm not feeling good. So we lay in bed. Right? And my wife comes in and she's taking care of us, right? She goes, what do you want to watch on TV? Me and her went, Twister. At the same time.
We put on Twister.
Yeah, we were, when I tell you, we were like green. And we both was like, Twister. And I'm like, throwing up Gatorade all over the place. But it was funny. I always thought of that because it was this Twister. Even when you're sick, you got to watch Twister.
This is a staple for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But before we get into the our review of it, okay, but let's go ahead and give them the box office numbers as well as some Rotten Tomatoes critic scores and audience scores. Alex, how well did this do back in 96?
This movie should have got a sequel. Well, with that said, Twister 1996, domestic $241 million. International $252 million for a worldwide total of $494 million on a budget of $92 million.
And keep in mind, this is 1996 money.
Yes.
So now we're looking at cool $700 million at least. This was a monster. This was over 300 if it comes out now. I can't say I'm surprised because this is Jan de Bont. After Speed, he made Twister, and nothing you just said surprises me. Now here's what does surprise me is these Rotten Tomato scores. So critic score just barely fresh at 61%. I could see that. Okay, I could see it. It's a disaster film, whatever, right? You know, you got to keep in mind, critics are very highbrow. They're looking for certain stuff, whatever. Here's what I don't understand. This has an audience score of 58%. I don't know any people in my life that do not like Twister. So I don't know who these 42% of people are that don't like it. I never met them. Have you? I don't know anyone who's like, Twister. Not that good. I don't know them. I never met him. It's baloney.
That's,
I think, some people gave it some down scores just to
Bring
down the numbers.
You know what? Some people like it, some people don't. And that's the things with these.
I don't think you and I know any of them, but it doesn't matter because you know what? It made $500 million.
Yeah.
And also it doesn't matter because we're throwing all that out the window like a Twister. It's just going right out the window. Now, I can't wait to talk about this movie, but you get to go first. So I think for lead, we'll go with the duo, right? We'll go Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt as Bill. Wow, what a stretch. Bill Paxton playing a guy named Bill and Joe. Right, that's Helen Hunt's character. Please, Alex, take it away.
You know what? They're phenomenal together, and I'm not going to make you guys wait. I gave it a 5. They were good together. I loved the dynamics between the two, especially when he comes to the scene, right? He's with his wife, his fiance comes to get his divorce papers, and she still loves him because she didn't sign it, and she's excited to show him Dorothy, and it's pretty cool. It's like two scientists that, you know what they remind me of? Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman. You know how like they have like that relationship, like they love each other, but love and hate because of that whole science stuff. That's what I feel like with them too. And they were so good with each other, especially like he's like torn between the two women. Cause you start to see that throughout the movie, right? In the beginning, he's in love with what's his name?
Melissa.
And then all of a sudden going towards the ending of the movie, he starts to fall for Joe again. And I thought it was brilliant to cast these two, Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton, as an actor, to me, always gravitated and loved. Everyone loved him, right? It was sad that we lost him at a young age, but he's any role he does, from Aliens to Terminator to Predator 2 to Chet in Weird Science. Yeah, and then you got Training Day, the TV show, which was like kind of his last role, which he was pretty good in that too. I'm not even gonna lie, that was a pretty good show with him in it. And then you got Helen Hunt, which this is the damn only movie that I know her from. Actually, no, What a Woman Wants with Mel Gibson. I didn't see that one, but I saw What a Woman Wants, and I think she's in that with Mel Gibson, my boy Mel.
But, yeah, she's the main. Yeah, the main
one. So those are the only two movies I think I've seen with her in it. Other than that, I have not seen her in anything new besides this. But other than that, a 5 across the board.
Helen Hunt was in that show with Paul Reiser back in the like 90s. That's what she was like. She was like on TV more than in
she was a TV star.
What was it? Mad About You. I think it was called Mad About You. All right, listen. You will not. What you won't do is get an argument from me right now. Because I also gave them a 5. Look, Bill Paxton is an actor of a certain skill. I don't think he's a great actor, personally. But I love him. You know how there's those actors like, okay, yeah, he's not like an Oscar caliber dramatic actor, but I just like watching. Like, I want to be friends with Bill Paxton in every movie he's in, even when he's kind of a douche. I'm like, but he's kind of funny. I probably like hanging out with him. And this movie's no different. I don't know where they're born, but I know this is set in the Midwest, like Oklahoma and Kansas type area.
Mm-hmm.
And do they not just seem like they just were plucked out of the fields of like Kansas? They fit the roles. They were very well cast. They have great chemistry. Not good chemistry. Great chemistry. Sure. I've seen better characters. Like, they're not super developed, but
Bill Paxton, Fort Worth, Texas.
Texas. Okay, that's right below. That's right below Oklahoma. So, you know, you're in the line there. So look, they're not super developed characters, but they give them enough backstory, right? Like, you know, they used to be married, and you know, you get a lot of their dynamic, especially when they go visit her aunt. You know what I mean? And she's like, "Oh, I'm so happy you're back, Bill. I'm glad to see you." And you kind of, so there is like, this is a weird disaster film because there's actually a lot of like kind of like character stuff. I wouldn't say storyline, but good character kind of interactions and stuff like that. I love them. 5 out of 5. And the funny thing is, for as great of chemistry as they had, they absolutely hated each other. This is a fun fact. They did not get along, Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. So it just shows how professional they were. I remember we used to have the ride here at Universal Studios, and they're both in the pre-show, and they had to film all their stuff separate because they refused to film together again.
Wow.
So in the pre-show, you'd have Bill Paxton on one screen and the Helen Hunt, and they would like throw to each other like, "All right, what about you, Helen?" And he'd look over, but they were not near each other when they filmed because they hated each other's guts. So good acting, actually, then, in that case, because I couldn't tell. All right, villain, of course. Mother Nature delivering some tornadoes. So what do you got?
All right, look, Mother Nature in this one, and I'm going to use the same line. It's going to be a famous line throughout this disaster show. She was a bitch in this one. Mother Nature was a bitch, okay? She was very ruthless, and she started off with an F5, okay, in the beginning. And then she destroyed Joel's life. She killed the papa. But you know what's funny? I'm not going to body shame nobody, but why did the mom didn't hold the door? I'm just saying, I don't want to be the bad guy here. You were thinking it when you were watching it. All the patriots right now are laughing because they're thinking the same thing. Why did the damn mom not hold the door than the skinny dad did?
Or hold his legs or something.
Yeah, hold his leg. She just stood in the back. Like, I was like, what the hell? But anyway. Now I'm going to get all cancer culture, but Then she got that F5 going. Then she got the twin sisters in here. Her sisters came into play. So, look, overall, I gave her a 5 because Mother Nature was, she was just angry in this one. She was really angry, yeah. And she tormented. And one cool thing, I don't know if you guys seen this, whether you guys are on the Patreons or you guys on YouTube. At the end of the movie, when the movie starts to go into the credits, you get to see the destruction of the F5 path. Yeah. I don't know if you guys seen that with the aerial view, like the cameras are pulling back. You get to see the destruction of how wide it was and all the... I thought that was brilliant. I never seen that until my wife pointed it out. I was like, oh, I never seen that. I was like, that is pretty badass. So with that said, knowing that, she was an angry lady. So with that, I gave her a 5.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the opening scene because I never thought that. What I did think was, why is the dad even trying to hold the door? Because when it gets sucked out, the wife and daughter are safe. All he had to do was go sit back there where they were.
Yeah.
Because clearly he would not have been sucked out. If he just sat where they were, they all would have lived. But this man wants to hold on to the door and get just sucked out of there. You know, you're not supposed to laugh.
It was funny, though.
Now, having seen it 50 times, I laugh every time. Like, this idiot. But here's a part where this guy's an idiot, and he gets flung out of into the tornado. Anyway, that opening scene is terrifying. It's like when they're in the house, and the news is on. Like, it's super well done. It's almost like a horror movie where the monster is a tornado. And, you know, I live in Florida. I don't know. I'm going to guess where you are, there's not a lot of tornadoes.
Well, right? Now, ever since the global warming, tornadoes been dropping in Jersey like nothing.
So we are familiar with tornadoes, especially because we get a lot of hurricanes. So it's scary when the sky is dark like that, that wind is loud, you know. So it's a really like scary scene. The rest of them are more action style, right? My point is, Mother Nature is not here to play any games. You get 2 F5s in this movie. You get the twin tornadoes. You get the Sidewinder, the one with the best name, the Sidewinder. Mm-hmm. You get an F4 at the movie theater scene. Like, she throw in every kind of tornado she got, big, small, on water, on land. There's fireballs, cars exploding, lightning, everything. It does everything. I also gave it a 5. I love it. She really came. Yeah, she really came full force. Yeah, she flings cows. Maybe it's 2 cows. Remember, cows. You don't know if it's 1 cow or 2 cows because he's like, I think that's the same cow. But we never find out. It's the greatest mystery of Twister. All right. Action scenes.
All right. Action scene is phenomenal in this movie. And it's crazy, right? Because we did Volcano. Volcano, we talked about it, the CGI and all that was great.
Yeah.
This one felt like that these people were really in a tornado chasing them. I know it's all CGI. We all know the CGI and how they shot it, but it felt real. Especially the only thing, the F5 sequence towards the end, I was a little like, okay, like how much
some of the effects don't hold up either at the end.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, me and my wife was talking about it, like they were driving to put the truck into the path of the destruction of the thing. And they're still there. And if you look at it, look like the tornado was like right there. And they keep driving and it's right there. Then when they all jump out, the damn thing is like 30 feet down that way. And I was just like, okay. But again, it's all CGI because you can't do depth of field of how. So anyway, that's just a nitpick. But yeah, I loved it. I thought that the action sequences were cool. I love the truck, the gasoline tanker when he was like, what is that? He just started pulling the thing. Like, I love that. The whole, like, the adrenaline. Like, even, I've seen this like thousands of times. Like, even when the tree gets under the hub of the truck and it spins him and he's just trying to get out of the way before the tanker comes. And it's very terrifying, man. Like, this thing is like miles wide. I thought that was cool. I like when they were trying to radio the dickhead that stole their design, try to help him, and he didn't want to take their advice. Jonas.
Jonas. Turn that radio off.
Yeah. Oh, man, he was a dummy. But again,
I love when he gets blown up.
Yeah, that was funny. And then he slams the thing, and he's like, Christ. But I thought that was all cool. Look, in terms of the whole sequences, everything felt right. Everything just felt, even them driving through the house, we're going in! I was like, yeah, that's cool. Anyway, I gave the action sequences a 5.
I'm thinking about it. Man.
Yeah, a 5. Yeah, gave it a 5.
Same. Yeah, a 5. Look, this has this has a good equal. This is a good mix of non-disaster scenes and then disaster scenes. Mm-hmm. I think it strikes a perfect balance. And the reason it's perfect is because you like the characters. Not only do you like Joe and Bill, they're both very likable. You like them. You love the aunt. I love that aunt. If I went to someone's house, yeah, and they made me a gigantic steak with fried eggs and like, oh my God, it looks amazing. I just like it just for the food. You guys know, well, maybe not all the listeners know, I love food. I love to eat. That scene, it's like food porn for me. Just steak and eggs. I want it. And then, you know, just Philip Seymour Hoffman's character, Dusty, all of them being together. Like, they just seem like the coolest people. I just want to hang out with those people. But then the reason that you, so you like those scenes. And then when tornadoes hit, you don't want any of them to die. So you're like, you know, I think that's where you get that balance. You have to have good characters in order for those disaster scenes to really work. This movie does. I think that's why Volcano didn't work for me. I didn't care about any of those people.
Yeah.
I didn't. They're not fun to watch. These people are super fun to watch. So I don't want them to die, except Jonas. Yeah, so I gave it a 5. Jan de Bont at this time, he was still, this was only his second movie. He's speeding this. Two of the best action movies of the 90s. I know this is a disaster film. It's an action. The way he films everything, it's an action movie. 5 out of 5. Okay, storyline.
All right, storyline. All right, now it's time to dip it back down to reality.
Dial it back a little bit. Yeah.
Now, in terms of action, storyline. The storyline is okay. It's not that great. And again, you're not watching disaster movies with storyline, but what he does good in this movie, regardless of how crappy and corny the storyline is, because it's all about putting Dorothy into the tornado. That's pretty much the whole thing. Are they going to get back to together after the divorce? Like, they have certain subplots here and there. Who cares, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what I was holding for. This was a family-friendly movie. And this is why I say it. Yes, it is a disaster movie. You do fall in love with Joe and Bill, but you're right. It's the team camaraderie. I hope I said the right
camaraderie. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's a team effort. And I think you fall in love with all of them. The Suck Zone, you know, and then that whole table scene for me is like a family friendly movie there. Cause you're like, wow, you're feeling bad. They're telling stories about, you know, Crazy Bill when he was naked and chucked the Jack Daniels into the tornado. They're telling stories. And then you see Meg going up to talk to Joe and saying that, you know, he didn't leave you. He's downstairs and all that stuff. And
yeah.
And then you got that heartfelt scene, right? When they're about to go into that tornado and they're in the middle of the street. And he goes, I'm right here in front of you. Like, she heard him through the radio. Yeah, it's me. Come on, Joe. Right? And it's funny, but it's like a love story, family-friendly movie, a comedy. Because there's some funny parts in the movie between them two. Especially
Dusty.
Yeah, she goes, how did you meet her? And he goes, don't start. I don't want to fight. He goes, but I just want to start a conversation. She goes, oh, she's a therapist. Oh, you're a therapist? Yeah. Oh, you went there. You went there. I thought that was like all fun. Then this is where the movie gets even better. When they all have their own personality. And I like the way John DeBlanc did.
John DeBlanc.
Right? Yeah. The way he did it was... You see, each car was playing different music. So you got to see each personality of each character. You got the guy with the gray hair and the glasses, and he's listening to classical music that's like mad fast. Then you got Dusty listening to Eric Clapton. Then you had the other people doing the duets. And then you got then it went right into Joe and Bill. And I was like, that's brilliant. Like, you didn't have to just think, you know, he just showed you through music what these people were. And it was cool. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. But then the icing of the cake is when they went straight Van Halen on your ass playing the music, bro. And the music kicked in and Van Halen kicked in. I was like, this is it. You got I was like, this is it. Like, and they did it a lot of times. You heard Van Halen. It went from the actual score into the rock music. And I was like, this is brilliant. I went, mwah. But it's not a great story, but I gave it a 4.5 because I was like, it's not perfect, but it's a 4.5 in my book.
All right. You are slightly more generous than me. And by slightly, I mean by 0.5. I gave it a 4. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only thing I can't give. I can't like sit here and give it a 5 because this is not.
No, it's not a 5.
You're right. It's a very simple story. Tornado storm chasers, right? Storm chasers who are trying to get these little satellites into a tornado so they can learn how to track them better. And mixed in, there's this love story, or like almost like a former love story and a rekindling. And then you just get a bunch of characters doing stuff. Now, I will say this, as far as the script goes, I quote this movie, I don't know, all the time. Now, I like to use it in very specific scenarios, and there are a lot of lines I think are really funny. One of my favorite lines, now this is a line, this is a throwaway. You might not have even heard this line, okay? But there's a scene when they're outside the restaurant. Remember their scene where Jonas's group and their group are all at this like little diner on the side of the road?
Yeah.
And she goes in to get lemonade. Well, when they're outside, they get in like a little scuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonas yells at them. He's like, your days of sniffing dirt are over. And they don't even show who says it. But in the background, someone says, it's better than what you sniff. And it makes me laugh every single time. I laugh. I don't know who says it. I don't know if it's Dusty. I don't know if it's one of the other guys. But it always, I always hear it. And it's low. You got to go back and watch that scene. And you'll just hear him say, it's better than what you sniff. I always love when Joe's like, you never seen him miss this house. I miss that house and come after you.
Yeah.
He's like, is that what you think happened, Joe?
For crying sakes.
Things happen. You can't predict it. Yeah, it's like, I love that part. And when I'm hungry, I always like to quote my man Dusty. And I just say, he just says, red meat. We crave sustenance. When they want to go to the Aunt Meg's house.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love this movie. I love it. There's so many quotes. They all have very specific, very specific use. You can use these in life. When you're hungry and your friend doesn't want to go eat, you tell them, red meat. We crave sustenance. And if they don't know what you're referencing, maybe you need to show them Twister because they should know it.
Oh, you dump them as a friend.
Or you get rid of them.
You get rid of them because they don't know
Twister. I don't need anyone in my life that's so negative that they don't love Twister. That to me, you're negative.
But what was the other Dusty line? What was the other Dusty line? Oh, man, when he grabs Meg's gravy, he goes, yeah. It's practically one of the food groups.
Oh, yeah. One of the food groups. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, Philip Seymour, the Suck Zone. He has some of the best lines in the whole movie. He's hilarious. Rest in peace. One of the best, maybe the best actor in this entire movie, like long term. He was like, Academy Award nominated. But at the time, he was just kind of this goofy fat guy.
He was like, Bill, missed the truck, mister.
Yeah, did you see that?
You
just missed the truck. Yeah, Jamie Gertz is in this. Yeah. Carrie Elwes, good cast. Got a nice cast. Oh, and what's the guy's name? Ruck, the freaking guy from Ferris Bueller, the friend. He was in Speed, too. So Jan de Bont, that's like his, was it Alan Ruck, I think his name is.
Yeah, he played Rabbit.
Yeah, good cast.
Rabbit is wise.
I still gave it a 4, though, because it's not a masterpiece of writing, but it's a lot of fun. All right, overall.
Overall, 5. Look, it's not... just because I didn't give it a perfect score, I could have gave it a perfect 20. I could have gave it a 25-25, but I can't. You got to be honest with it. But overall, you got a great cast. You got a great script. You got a great special effects. Great everything. It's a memorable movie. You could quote it. I'm even going to throw it in our songboard once we go live. So it's just a great overall package, and I can't wait for the damn thing to come out in 4K. I'm talking to you, Warner Brothers.
Release it.
But with that said, I gave it a 5.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that I totally agree with you with is a movie does not have to be perfect on every single front to be a 10 out of 10 movie for me.
Yeah.
This is a 10 out of 10 movie for me. I can watch it a million times and I'll never get sick of it. I grew up watching it. I'm glad also that you mentioned like family. You know, like this is a family friend. I saw this when I was 9 years old and I was a kid. There's nothing so horrible. It's a little scary if you're younger, you know, like tornadoes and stuff like that. But it's not too vulgar or anything like that. There's a few jokes here and there. But, you know, 90s kids now are a little different. But 90s kids, you know, it's no big deal. This is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
80s kids, too. You know, they grew up all the movies. They curse like crazy. So nothing too vulgar. But it does not have to have a perfect plot to be a 10 out of 10. So I also gave it a 5. This is one of my top. It was, I don't know if you don't follow me on Instagram. I did my top 25 movies. This was in my top 25 movies of all time. I absolutely love it. Pretty much everything in my top 25, I would probably say is a 10 out of 10 for me. So this goes right up in there. 10 out of 10. I loved it. 5. So what is your total? I think I already know it just off the top of my head, but you got to let everybody know.
It's a 24 and a half.
Yeah, I'm at 24. So it's is like nearly a 25 out of 25. Yes, movies. It's a 90s classic. A 90s classic. So if you haven't seen Twister, which I don't know anyone who hasn't seen it, but if you don't like it, if you're one of those people, I don't know. You're watching it wrong. I don't know what's going on.
You're watching it wrong.
Yeah. So that's Twister. Now, here's what we got coming up. You're going to hear our takes on Skyfall, and we will be wrapping up Disaster Month with the mother of all disasters, Geostorm, where the entire Earth is under a storm. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't seen it since the theater, so we'll see. But I have reviewed this movie before. I'm looking forward to rewatching it.
Oh, no.
So that's what we got coming up.
I watched this a lot.
We got drunk Gerard Butler.
Love it.
And we got scenes that are filmed in Florida that definitely ain't Florida. I can't wait to talk about it. Very excited.
Anyway, with that said, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button if you guys want to support the channel. Hit the like button if you enjoy the videos. Hit the notification bell so every time reviews drop, you guys will be notified. And when we go live November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern, of course, you guys will get that notification bell. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.